This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 26th. God's word to you today is, in Christ. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before we made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy, without fault in his eyes." Imagine living in location A, but you have 10 houses and a bank account that you cannot access from your current location. How do you reconcile that? We answered the question, what to do when you're in a location and your resources are in another location, yesterday. Let's say you are worth $10 billion, but your resources are in the US, you live in Lagos, and you're still worried about paying rent. It is not that you do not have access to visit, you do. This is where you live. Let's also say there is no wire transfer. When you go there, you cash some money and pack it into your bag. Now you have some resources, but they can only last so long. The challenge is that we do not visit that place often enough. I'm trying to use literal examples. They may not be a direct one-to-one, but stay with me. The challenge is that we do not go there and bring down things here often enough. So sometimes we run out of resources here. We are praying to God and he is saying, "I have already blessed you. You have everything. But I cannot pay my rent." Heaven says, "You have everything." So when someone says, particularly someone with authority says, "God bless you," it is not a contradiction and your response is not, "I am already blessed." What it means is, God translates that blessings from there to here. So I'm saying, God bless you. Say amen. Amen. Amen means that you receive it. When you pray, when you take your stand in God spiritually, what happens is the unlimited resources of heaven becomes available to you. At that point, it is as if you have mobile banking to move funds from there to here. Instant transfer. The beauty of it is that the one there can never finish. When you understand this, you bless the Lord and you honor him and you adore him. Ephesians 1 verse 3 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." I know some people will say, but the Bible says spiritual blessings. Check the scriptures. Everyone that God blesses spiritually becomes wealthy physically. Every single one. This is not the skewed prosperity gospel being preached out there. This is the covenant of Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.